This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue our study of the calls of God to man and the fact that we may accept some of them or reject them, but others of them we cannot reject. When God calls us to life, we had no choice about it. We were born and nobody consulted us about it. But we have been considering a number of matters in which we do have the power to reject it. For instance, God's call to perfection, God's call to salvation, to belief, to obedience, to His one plan of salvation. And I want to say a little more, even though I discussed this briefly last time, as I discussed the fact that God calls us to obedience to His one plan of salvation. Not a mere human plan, but the plan that is divine. And the only divine plan is recorded in the Bible. But now let's look a little more at the necessity of baptism. Sometimes I have people to say to me, "Why do you not just preach the gospel and leave baptism alone?" My friends, when you preach Jesus Christ, you preach the necessity of baptism. In Acts chapter 8, when the inspired evangelist Philip was preaching Jesus unto the man of Ethiopia as they rode along together in the chariot, the Bible tells us that he preached Jesus. That's all it says he preached. And yet when they came to a certain water, the man cried out, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" You see, in preaching Jesus, you have to preach about baptism and make clear that it is a crucial matter. And also, as I discussed last time, Jesus said, "Except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Now let's look at the Great Commission. You remember that according to Mark's record in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, Jesus, in giving the Great Commission, said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel." Not merely some religious message, but the gospel. He that believeth what? He that believeth what was to be preached, and what was to be preached, the gospel. Not merely some creed or catechism invented by men, but the gospel of Jesus Christ. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now, friends, if I were a rich man and I wanted to buy time on this radio station to make an offer to simply give away something, suppose I were to say, "He that believeth and is baptized shall receive $1 million. Suppose I were a billionaire, had all the money I could want, and that I could give away $1 million a week if I wanted to do it. And if you really believe me and you underbelieve this statement, would you expect to receive the $1 million before and without being baptized? Of course you would not. Suppose I were to tell you have just one shot at it. You've got to make up your mind whether you will both believe and be baptized, or if you come and say and claim it just on faith alone, then you will lose your chance at it. No, you wouldn't let anyone persuade you. You wouldn't let anyone cause you to base your opportunity of getting that $1 million by saying that I'm going to get it by faith alone, and after you give it to me, then I will be baptized. That's what we hear in much of the religious world today. But friends, I plead with you in all sincerity to look and see that the Bible does not teach that. So the passage in the Greek makes clear the aorist participle, which can never refer to action which follows the main verb. The main verb is shall be saved. Both believeth and is baptized are aorist participles. Now that means that neither faith nor baptism can follow salvation. They both must precede it. And friends, there isn't a preacher walking on the top side of God's good earth that can deny that successfully. That challenge is simply offered to the world. I do it kindly, and yet I do it firmly. There is no one who can gainsay it. Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned." Now God calls us to obey Him in being baptized. Peter commanded men who were believers to be baptized unto the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. Each one of us may accept that or reject it. I plead with you to accept it. Be back with us next time as we continue our study.